Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we're talking today about what we can do to know God. So often, we think of Christianity as learning, as process, as doing something in order to be something. And what we want to emphasize is that all you ever need to be, you already are. God re-inspirited you. And when he did that, it was a full job. It was a complete event in your spirit. So we come to the whole experience of God from a place of having, being already checking off everything on that list. There's nothing else you need to do to qualify to have a relationship with him. If he has revealed himself to you and you have accepted that revelation and he has re-inspirited you, you've been born again. You've recognized that you cannot change yourself, that you are dead in your spirit without him, and that he made a way for you to be alive in him. This is the basis of our relationship with him, that he wants it. It's not for us to be able to, it's not like he's dangling heaven or hell in front of us and trying to get us to choose the right way. Instead, he wants us to understand that he wants to make us whole. And some other point, we'll go through the salvation experience in a little bit more detail, but what we want to realize now is that God wants you to know him. He is chasing you down. He is seeking you. You don't have to talk him into revealing himself to you. He's already completely done that in your spirit and now desires to make himself known to you in your soul and even in your body. Now, we've talked about hearing his voice, discerning his voice, understanding it, and then acting on his voice. There are consequences of hearing his voice. If you desire to hear the Lord, he will respond. And something to remember here, even you may not feel like it, but you do want to hear him. You do want what he wants for you, because that's a spiritual aspect. That's a new part of your spiritual character. It's now who you are. Your new being, the new creature that did not exist before, wants to know him. And now that you know that, you can accept the revelation that he shares with you, wherever you are on your own path. That's what he has for you. You can accept that that's from him for you. Now, this will likely put you into conflict with your own beliefs and even relationships that you are now experiencing. In other words, you are going to have to change. And those changes are going to cause controversy and conflict within you and in your relationships. But God desires to speak to you on a personal level, and everybody, as you set your ears to hear him, as you determine that you want to hear him, he will put you in situations that will provide the training and the opportunities to test what you are hearing. When you recognize that in your spirit, you are saying, Lord, I want to know you. He says, okay, here we go. As the Lord draws you to himself in whatever way he chooses, he will become more and more jealous over you and how you spend your time and what you think about. In other words, those areas that are keeping you from hearing him, he's going to put his finger on. Your lifestyle, your attitudes, and your beliefs will all be challenged and changed. And that will, in turn, affect others. It's going to change how you spend your time, what you determine is important, what beliefs and doctrines are changed, or you may decide they're wrong or not important. Now, some may recognize that the Lord's presence in your life to a greater level and will respond in one, mainly in one of four ways. In other words, as you change, others are going to notice it and they're going to respond in one of four ways. They will encourage you. They will mock you. They will join you, or they will ignore you. Be prepared to have your motives exposed and set your decider, your will, from the start that you will pursue what the Lord has for you. That desire that came from God to know him, to hear him, will be fulfilled by God. So that as your friends, your beloved in the Lord, people that you thought you knew could rely on, you may have gone through terrible and wonderful things, and you may find them now that you have set your heart to know him, and you're letting all these other things go, and you are now starting to see how these things that happened in your life all were part of his plan, that may not set real well with them. Now, others may join you in that process. Either way, set your heart that you are not going to be turned from the progress that God has started in you. This is not something for special people. God revealing himself, speaking to us, is not for a select few, those who are more gifted or who God has a greater purpose. It's for everyone. God wants you to know him. God wants everyone to know him clearly. And one of the huge challenges we have right now is that historically, we barely know in the West, we barely know what it looks like, what it sounds like to know him. We are so filled with religion and activities and process that we've so missed out on relationship with God, fellowship with God. What does he have to say to us? We are so quick to turn to so many other sources so that when those things fall, we reject God. When those things, the authority in our lives, the beliefs that we've always held, when they fail us, we either think we've done something wrong or that God doesn't exist. Or there's something wrong, rather than maybe the belief was a lie. The more dependent you are on God, the less dependent you will be on the lies. This will likely take time. And God is patient with us and gentle. He doesn't pull the rug out from under us in every area of our lives all at once. He's gentle. He lets us gain our footing every once in a while. But he also makes it very clear that he requires, knowing him requires a lifestyle change. You can't be doing what you want to do all day and then think that, okay, I'm going to sit and let God speak to me his truths and think that you're going to hear him clearly. He wants to permeate every moment of your day, every moment of your night, every moment of your life. Now, spiritually, you have already given him permission to do that. But in your soul and even in your physical being, we need to take whatever steps he puts his finger on. We need to join him in modifying our lifestyle, changing how we spend our time, what we put our energy, efforts, and emotions into to line up to whatever preparation he has for us. He's got you in a training camp. But it's not going to benefit you fully unless you show up. And if you're doing what you want to do, instead of showing up to class, you're not going to get the full benefit of the training he has for you right now. The tests are still going to come. The opportunities to learn are still going to come. And we may have to go through something over and over and over again, because there are things he wants us to learn here on this earth during this time period. We don't know what came before. We don't know what's coming next. We do know that today we have an opportunity. So we can describe what kind of a lifestyle God wants us to have by calling it quietness. Stillness. And this isn't necessarily about not having noise. This is not about joining a monastery or going off into the mountains where nobody else is or whatever, about control of the noise volume or the activity volume. This is about being still inside. The quiet lifestyle is internal. Now, it very often helps to initially deal with the activity level so that we can develop those internal habits, those quiet muscles. We often need to still the silent, the activity going on around us. But you can be doing calculus and listening to the Lord at the same time. This is something that we have to experience for ourselves. This is not something anybody can describe to you where you'll get it. You'll have to do it yourself to get, in order to get it, to understand and go, okay, now I got it. But once you've had that taste, you'll go, I want more. I get it now. I see what this is about. I can do this. And then God really starts to draw you. He gives you that hunger and thirst for Him that cannot be quenched. So waiting on the Lord impacts every aspect of our daily lives. In the training process, we will need to structure our time to incorporate a specific time for waiting, but we will also need to shift our view of how we control our lives in its entirety in order to be able to allow that time period to expand, to encompass our entire life, including our time. In other words, we're not carving out a 15-minute period, an hour period, a three-hour-a-day period. It's 24/7, 365. Because it's not just time. It's learning our spiritual essence, how our spirit functions, how that's who you truly are. That's where we find that peace, that rest, that passes understanding. This is God's goal for us, to be able to learn to rule and reign here on this earth. And He provides the training. Okay, we need to learn over here how to rule and reign. So maybe He'll throw us into chaos, so we can learn how to separate, how to withdraw, how to hear Him in the middle of chaos. We rule over ourselves and reign over our circumstances. We've talked before about how our self is so much a reflection of our history and our temperament and our beliefs, and our circumstances are a reflection of that hand-picked set of activities and decisions and actions that God has placed around us. In other words, He set up a test, a pop quiz for you today. How are you going to handle it? And when we get through that one, He's just got another one. Because it's not about getting a grade. It's about, in each one of those areas, as He chooses, are we entering into that rest, into that oneness, receiving the healing, learning to depend on Him, and allowing that spirit to flow through our spirit, through our soul, and even into our body, and even into this world. God's desire is that we would live in dependence on His life for all of our needs, to be fulfilled by Him and through Him alone, not some outward accomplishment, so that we have our life source only from Him. And we can truly say that we live and move and have our being in Him. It's not that we shut ourselves off, but that we already have all our needs met by Him. so that in our circumstances, we are then free to give, to change, to speak life, to be available, to be used by God, if He so chooses, or not. That we are not respecting of the circumstances. We make our decisions and give or not, change or not, interfere or not, not on the circumstance, but on what God says. Because we are one in Him and with Him. Now, this may sound really complicated, because it can be so foreign. It can sound like so much work. Because we, often when we look at ourselves, we see how far we have to go. And in a lot of ways we do. But it's simple when you see that it's God's drawing and our responding that is at the root of everything. That all we need to do is show up for training. We, very often, that's a hard enough thing in and of itself. That's too easy. It has to be hard. Man, in his intellectual arrogance, loves to make complex what God has made simple. And knowing God is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. He's already done all the hard work. Our job now is to get on His timetable. Let Him make the changes in us and learn to rest and trust and respond to what we hear. Now, there's going to be interference. There's going to be attacks from our enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil, to keep us from entering into His rest. We have a whole new set of enemies. And part of our problem is that now that we are tackling the reality of what a real relationship with God is, we're going to be dealing with enemies that our friends probably don't have the foggiest idea what we're talking about. So be prepared that this is an area that's going to be different for you as well. But God, you already have the information you need to overcome your enemies. So we persevere. We understand that the kingdom is taken by force. The kingdom is not out there. It's within you. It's going to take effort. We're not talking about drastic changes in most cases. Most of it, when we're talking about force, it's just effort. You're going to have to make some decisions. You're going to have to make some choices. Odds are nobody will ever know what they are, because this is not about drawing attention to the differences. But inside, you need to know that you have made those choices and decisions to know God. As you do this, you will begin to experience that peace and the rest and the contentment and the life, the eternal life that is actually part of your inheritance. It is part of your birthright. As a Christian, I don't want a blessing. A blessing is for non-Christians. I'm a joint heir with my big brother, Christ, Jesus Christ. Joint heir, not a lesser heir. I am a co-inheritor. What He has inherited, I have inherited. So So I'm not looking for God to give me something. He has already done that. I am looking to learn how to be what I am. So we start, the first premise we look at is that knowing God will involve a change in our lifestyles, how we spend our time, our energy, and our effort. We can't devote our time, our energy, and effort to God without changing how we manage and where we spend our time and attention in our daily lives. As we look at how God seeks a relationship with us and how we desire a relationship with Him, He will likely draw your attention to areas that He wants to talk to you about. This is not about guilt. This is not about, you know, that you are going to pick this out yourself. Let Him speak to you about this. He knows what situation you're in. He knows how much time you have. He knows how you're spending your thought life, your emotions. He knows what you value. Let Him put His finger on the changes He wants you to make. These changes, He may draw you back to things that He's talked to you in the past about. There may be things that He's already told you to do, about getting some priorities straight, about getting healed in certain areas, about modifying relationships. Whatever it is, let the Lord speak to you calmly, quietly, objectively, as He helps you set your house in order so that you can spend more time in His. So, just to show you this is where we're going. What can we do to know God? First, we show up for class. Second, we do our homework. God's going to tell you, we're going to work on this area. I want you to do some research so you can find out. And this research may just be, okay, how do you believe? On what basis do you believe what you believe about this area? Let's just say healing. Physical healing. What makes you think God heals that way? He may ask you, okay, I want you to spend some time. I want to talk to you about this. And He wants us to ask, Lord, are we talking about healing for me? Are we talking about healing for someone else? Or is this just something you want to talk to me in general? We want to learn how to have conversations with Him. So the goal is not to get the pass the test right. The goal is to learn what the content is. Third, we take the tests and be willing to fail and take them again. Fourth, we're willing to be promoted. And by promotion, God expects more of us and gives us more authority. Fifth, be willing to learn more. Okay, now you've got this down. You've got this healing thing down. What's next? In other words, this is going to be a constant part of your life. But for now, simply spend some time with the Lord. Ask, what areas of your life need to be adjusted? What areas of belief? What areas of how you spend your time, your effort, your energy? And think in your own mind, okay, if the Lord wants to teach me personally, train me personally, if he's my personal trainer, how am I going to have to do that? What am I going to have to change? What is that going to look like in my life? That's what he wants to talk to you about. This is not about learning stuff so you can teach it. This is not a teaching for you to take to your Sunday school class. This is about knowing God, about your relationship with a living God who wants to be known by you. So thanks for tuning in. We'll pick it up again next weekend. You can always drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. I appreciate your questions and your feedback. It's always good to hear from you. It's always good to know that we're raising good questions and sometimes getting at areas where we thought we knew what we believed, only to find out that it's really not at all what we thought. So it's always good to hear from you. Again, thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend.